Hello, and welcome back to the Life of Disney podcast. Here, we pull back the curtain and give you an inside look into all things working at the Walt Disney Company. I'm your host, Stephen. They say the sun never sets on a Disney experience. At our Disney parks and resorts around the world, cast members create lasting memories for our guests each and every day. I recently made my first visit to Hong Kong Disneyland and fell in love with this beautiful destination. I loved its attractions, its shows, and most importantly, its cast members. That's why I'm thrilled to welcome one of those cast members to the Life at Disney podcast. All the way from Hong Kong, it's Alex. Now, when we recorded this episode, Alex was an executive director of entertainment for Hong Kong Disneyland. But he's been recently promoted to vice president for international live entertainment. So a huge congratulations to you, Alex. While in his role as executive director for entertainment, Alex oversaw the opening of the park's new land, World of Frozen, and its entertainment, and led a team of incredible magic makers. I'm thrilled to share more about Alex, his Disney experience, and his role at Hong Kong Disneyland. Alex, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you, Stephen.
So here you are. You're in the United Kingdom. You said, hey, let's go to Disney. What brought you to Hong Kong Disneyland?
The trigger really for me was the extraordinary moment in this company's history when it introduced the fifth key of inclusion. I'd been working in the UK theatre sector across the commercial and charitable industries in that sector for 20 years, more or less. And it really, that moment of change for this company, when it made that statement that every decision that it takes, every decision that its leadership makes will be defined by safety, by courtesy, by efficiency, by show quality, and now also every decision defined by inclusion, that was an incredibly powerful moment for me, an incredibly powerful statement about how this most powerful entertainment company in the world sees itself and sees its place in our society, helping to shape our cultures, helping to define our futures, and to define inclusion right at the heart of the stories that we tell, explicitly, deliberately, intentionally. That felt like a moment of transformation, not just for this company, but for storytelling, because of the impact that the Walt Disney Company has. And so I was desperate from that moment. I thought that's where I want to be, and that's where I want to shape the next phase of my, open a new chapter, the next phase of my career. Seeing this opportunity and being able to apply for this very special job here in Hong Kong, at an extraordinary moment in Hong Kong and Hong Kong Disneyland's history, was really irresistible.
I agree. It was definitely a transformational moment when that key was announced. What do you do? What's your job at Hong Kong? Is executive director of entertainment. What does that mean?
I guess it means, Stephen, I have the best job in the world. I get to lead a phenomenal, phenomenal team of entertainment experts who are delivering parades, theater shows, castle stage shows, character meet and greets, all the live entertainment experiences that define this theme park and bring life and heart to the body that WDI creates for us. They're a phenomenal team, and the privilege of my career really is to lead this community here, which is, as I say, it's a fabulous team of experts who bring these entertainment experiences to life every single day of the year. Every single moment that this park is open, they're delivering entertainment excellence to the highest possible standards. So yeah, very, very proud to do this job, Stephen, and it's truly the best in the world.
You know, I know that we're challenged when it comes to thinking about our future at Disney parks, you know, the boundless thinking, continuing to push the envelope in innovation and technology. And one of those places that I saw that was in World of Frozen, in the show and the experience where you get to spend time with Anna and Elsa and Olaf. It was such a unique, like, it's such a unique experience. Like, you have the attractions, right? You know, the coaster, but this one was so special. Can you talk a little bit about that experience in particular?
Yeah, for sure. So this is our Playhouse in the Woods. It's a space where our guests are invited to come in, to meet Anna and Elsa, to spend some time with Olaf too, and to play together, to interact with their beloved characters as the queens welcome them into this playhouse to bring to life one of the four magic elements, or five elements, from the Frozen movies. And it's allowing us to get really intimate, really close with our guests, and immerse them into fully into the story world of Anna and Elsa's magic as our guests. Play with the characters, get up close with them, interact with them within the story itself, and together they can make a little magic and help Elsa bring some of the magic to life in the room. And it's really, again, Stephen, it's a really special environment. It's a really special space. It's a magical room. It's a magical space, which is rich with so much of the story and imagery from the Frozen world, and allows our guests to get uniquely close to the characters whilst staying fully in story with them. It's a special experience, and again, another privilege of my work.
You've been here 2.5 years. What's been a favorite project that or a thing or an activity experience that you've worked on?
Let me give you the example of two projects. One would be opening Momentous, so our new nighttime spectacular. And it was really one of the first things I got to do when I came into the park was to help to launch this incredible new show, really stunning, the tagline, the most magical show on earth. But it really is. It's unique to Hong Kong Disneyland. It celebrates that icon of courage, hope, and possibility that is the Castle of Magical Dreams. It really celebrates that castle. It celebrates the 13 Disney princesses and queens who are written into its architecture, and then brings so many more beautiful Disney stories to life in such rich, detailed projection storytelling, accompanied with the spectacle of the fireworks and the mighty fountains bursting 60 feet into the air. It's a really impactful, but also surprisingly, shockingly intimate piece of storytelling. And I loved the privilege of opening that show on this new iconic castle at such a special moment in Hong Kong Disneyland's history.
I have to thank you because I watched it 4 times. My wife was in love with the show. We saw it every night that we were there. It was in the music that is just so heartfelt, and I mean, and so it just gets in your head and gets in your heart, and paired with the visuals between the images you see on the castle to the fire, it truly is an incredible show. You mentioned earlier about how our cast members have to perform these roles. You know, they're performing shows several times a day and so forth. How do you ensure that quality is there? How do you keep them moving forward? What are those things that you look to or encourage people to think of when they're doing this again and again and again?
I think it's the same for every cast member, everybody who works in this organization. It's true for every frontline food and beverage cast member, every merchandise cast member, every guest flow cast member. They're all doing the same thing. They're all treating every guest as if they were the first guest, as if they were the best and favorite guest. It's an extraordinary discipline that's true across the entire company. It's a culture. It's a culture that and a set of standards that were set for us by Walt himself, and that each of us then inherits and carries forward as a legacy, an expectation of standards that's incredibly high, and it creates a real discipline in our work. Show quality is called out for a reason, and it's hierarchically there only underneath safety and courtesy. And that discipline, that daily rigor, it's hard work. You know, it impacts every choice that our performers make about how they spend their evenings, about what they put into their bodies, about what they do when they get up in the mornings, and the daily rigor and discipline of preparation and making their bodies and voices ready for work. It's our stage management team that continue to manage those environments back of house in ways that will condition our performers towards excellence, that will control their time and space in a way that sets them up for success. And it's a daily discipline that runs through every element of live entertainment: technical, stage management, costuming, every area of production, of daily operation, of performer and vocalist and fire knife dancer, and every area. It runs through every one of them, but also, as I say, through merchandise, through food and beverage, through guest flow. It's a daily discipline. It's a daily rigor that says, our work matters, it's important, and every guest, when they arrive, every guest deserves the very best we can deliver them. And it's that focus. It's remembering that they might have been saving for 5 years to make this trip possible. So let's make certain we give them the true magic.
I've always been impressed with that connection of folks. Like there's not one role that's more important than another. It's we're all connected. And whether a line of business you might be in and so forth, that we need each other to deliver on that promise. I guess we're going to have an incredible, momentous, magical experience, you know, at the park. I've always been impressed by that, you know, that the fact that, again, there is that connection, I think, that brings us all together for that. So Hong Kong, again, I loved it. I thought the park was just beautiful. Is there a special place that you like to go at Hong Kong Disneyland? Is there like a hidden spot, a hidden treasure that you think, gosh, people should check this out if they're going to visit us?
Yeah. Well, there are so many little magical corners here. I think an underloved corner of our park is our fairy tale forest. It's full of little jewels, little micro stories that you can explore and discover. There are so many little beautiful corners in there, and it's kind of tucked away. It's a kind of secret little garden that you can sneak through. A moment of respite sometimes in a very busy, thriving park. It's a little corner of micro magic where you can see little worlds and allow your imagination to shrink you down really into those worlds. It's a precious little corner and a really magical spot that I think brings me back to a certain moment in my own childhood for sure, of discovery and secret garden exploration.
Yeah. What has surprised you the most working in Disney?
The coherence of its culture. Those five keys really, this is a massive organization, massive. You've got so many different arms just within Disney Experiences alone, but over across in the studios or in consumer products or on the cruise lines, or there's so many different arms to this business, making movies, making magic in so many different ways. But every corner of it that I've had exposure to, there is a shared culture. And I think that culture, that shared identity of the Walt Disney Company is so defined, of course, by Walt and the stories of Walt and his legacy, and by those five keys, where I've been really at points very moved and rather overwhelmed by the discipline and the rigor with which our leaders make decisions defined by those keys. Every leader I've had the privilege to work with in this organization truly, truly starts with safety first at every level. The first question, is this safe? They truly then are driven by courtesy. The kindness, the warmth of the welcome, the generosity of our leaders. Show quality then absolutely comes next in their hierarchy. Then efficiency, and all of it bound together by the spirit of inclusion. I think it's a kind of superpower fueling this organization, those five keys, and the discipline and the rigor with which they're brought to life by its leaders is really inspiring.
Let's talk about leaders. I'm sure you've had leaders you've worked with, people that have inspired you. Has there been any lessons that a favorite leader of yours has shared with you that you've taken with you in your career?
I've been very lucky since I came here. I have three bosses. The nature of complex organization means I get more than one. I think the lesson that each of those leaders has taught me, which has been essential to my ability to do my job well here, is that thoughtful collaboration. That was the phrase that was used for me very early in my career. Thoughtful collaboration is the driver for success in this company. We're building coalitions together. You don't do anything on your own in this company. You're not going to make anything happen because of your ego. It's just not an option. It's a vanity and it's a folly. You're going to make things happen through thoughtful, intentional, deliberate collaboration. And I really, that critical insight, which was made very clear to me at the very beginning of my Disney journey, continues to inspire and fuel me, because it's a privilege to work in a company where the only way you can work successfully is by working with others through trust, through courtesy, focused on safety first, driving for show quality, and so on.
for someone that wants to do what you do one day, what words of wisdom can you share with them?
Well, I think I'd share that message that I've just shared with you, Stephen. I think I'd share that you're not going to do anything on your own, because I think that's a really profoundly important leadership lesson, is to come in with confidence, of course, but humility first. Humility to the fact that it's the success in your leadership is not going to be defined by you, your ideas, your creativity, your drive, your passion. That's not what's going to define your success. It's your community of leaders that will define that success. And so I think that idea that this sounds complex, but building coalitions, what does that mean? Being kind to people, being respectful of others' expertise, starting with listening, focusing with humility on a shared objective, and coming up with plans together on how to deliver on it. In some ways, there's a simplicity in that that I think I have learned to be very respectful of in my journey, and that my leaders here are continuing to guide me towards around humble confidence and, above all else, working through collaboration with teams of experts.
It's been such an exciting time at Hong Kong with the additional World of Frozen. But what are you looking forward to this year? What's on the horizon for you?
Oh my gosh, so much here. We've got a really, here in Hong Kong, it's a very exciting time to be here. Hong Kong itself is accelerating back after COVID. After a period of recovery, it's now really thriving again. The city's buzzing, it's busy, tourism is back, and our park is busier than it has ever been, alive and thriving with guests. It's just gorgeous to see. And that's what I'm looking forward to, is that constant refreshment as we look ahead season upon season to a newly discovered, reimagined theme park that can really bring those stories to life for our guests in new ways every day.
I have one more question for you on this. If you could summarize your Disney experience in just one word, what would it be?
Joy.
Joy.
Yeah, joy for sure. I think I remember maybe 5 or 6 years ago, no, it's less than that, 4 years ago. So sitting in, it was right at the start of COVID. We were in our first lockdown, and I was sitting in my study back in the UK. And I just wrote on my big blackboard there, I need, as a focus for myself for the next 5 years, bring, make, find joy. I thought that was what I wanted to try and do. And being able to come into this organization, not very long after I'd written that onto that chalkboard, being able to join the Walt Disney Company, to join Hong Kong Disneyland, and being able every day to see a smile on every face, delight in every heart, being able to bring, make, find joy in my work is the privilege of my career.
I can hear it in your voice. And there's no greater feeling in the world when you see the happiness just exude off of cast members, from our guests, from just those moments in time. That's awesome. Congratulations to you. I know two and a half years, it'll go by like in a blink of an eye. It really will. And soon it'll be the holidays again. And it time disappears, but you get so lost in it because it is such a happy place. And it might sound cliche, it's a magical place. It truly is a wondrous place to work.
Oh, Stephen, thank you for sharing that. I really believe you. I really do. I think that it is the magic of what we're doing here. There is a timelessness to it. There is it's that boundlessness, isn't it? But with that boundless thinking, we're able to create timeless spaces that are sites of joy, sites of healing, sites of recovery. And that's I can well imagine that I'll suddenly look up and it'll be 25 years.
Ain't that the truth? It really does go by fast. Well, Alex, I am so grateful for your time today. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Stephen. It's so nice to have met you and to have connected with you. Thank you.
You just heard from Alex, Executive Director for Entertainment. And now we are happy to welcome Wai Quen. She's Vice President of Human Resources at Hong Kong Disneyland. Wai Quen began her Disney journey about 6 years ago, and in her role, leads the resort's human resources team to attract, develop, and retain outstanding cast members. Thank you for joining us today, Wai Quen.
Thank you so much for having me, Stephen. It's such a pleasure to be talking with you and to be on this series.
So what brought you to Disney? Like what you hear you're working a major technology company, you know, for many years, you know, and then suddenly you see the call for Disney. So how did you get to this team?
Well, I think it was a series of sort of random things that happen in my life that prepared me for the role. But very simply, it was a referral from a very good friend and former leader who had moved to Disney about 10 years earlier. And when the position became open in Hong Kong, she reached out and you know, asked, would I be interested in joining Disney? So, you know, never underestimate the power of the network and the relationships.
It's funny you say that. I was actually talking to somebody just the other day, and that the key to so much of my career, again, 25 years, has been the network, has been the people you meet and those connections you make. So, you know, in terms of then your role now, you're vice president of human resources, that seems like a big task. Like that's a busy day I can hear. What do you do on a daily basis here at Hong Kong Disneyland?
Oh, it's such a great question. Sometimes I ask myself this as well. What am I doing every day? Because there's no day that is the same in our company. But I would say, you know, on a daily basis, I oversee all the different HR teams driving talent acquisition, evaluating our compensation and benefits offer for cast members, offering training, learning and development, talent development programs, the HR business partner teams that work with different lines of business to craft out organizational talent development strategies. Of course, there's some employee relations work in there, as well as our amazing HR operations team that provides the sort of transactional support for everything that we do at scale.
What makes Hong Kong Disneyland special? Why do people stay for so long?
We've had many conversations with cast members over the years on this and asked them literally this question. Why do they stay for so long? And there are different elements. I think fundamentally, one of this is the happiness that they feel themselves when they create happiness for guests members. For guests. And you know, it's something that I'm curious about because frontline hospitality work, you know, isn't always amazing to do every day, right? And so I ask members, how do they feel when they are serving, you know, other guests who are maybe the same age as them or younger than them? You know, how does that make them feel? And really touching to hear our cast members, like almost uniformly always say, when I make the guest happy, it makes me feel happy. And that's why I keep working. So that's one element. The other thing that they tell us, of course, is just the quality of relationships that you build within the company. Again, I think we are extraordinary in terms of the care, the support for each other, the kindness in our culture. It's almost like this place that you sort of dream about where, you know, everybody is sincere and has the biggest hearts and looks out for each other. And then you come to Hong Kong Disneyland and you find those people and you find this culture here, which I think makes it very difficult to leave.
Oh, I can see that. So, I mean, obviously World of Frozen was a huge undertaking from that. Has there been other projects or things you've worked on in the past 6 years that really you sit back and go, wow, that was really awesome. I'm glad I was a part of that.
I mean, there've been many, and some of them are sort of smaller, and some of them are, you know, grander in scale as well. But there was a very meaningful project that we did in HR when I first joined the company to remove the mandatory retirement age. You know, we're not required to have one in Hong Kong, but somehow as a policy, you know, we had this retirement age. I think it was sort of at 60. We know that, you know, we are productive and willing, able to work, you know, much longer than 60 years old. And so a really simple change like that, I think, sent a very profound message to not only our cast members, but the talent market that Hong Kong Disneyland stands for something different, something welcoming and inclusive. And we're really able then to re-engage and connect with a really large number of cast members who are on, you know, either side of age 60.
And it's interesting as a leader, I imagine that, you know, it takes a special leadership style to be able to lead such a diverse population, you know, of different expectations and different cast, you know, beliefs and so forth. What does it take to be a successful leader at Hong Kong Disneyland?
Oh, such a good question. Well, I think we're also supported by the keys, you know, concept within parks, right? Inclusion as a key and as a fundamental value for us in terms of our business, right? Serving guests, but as well as our cast members, is a fantastic sort of North Star as to how we respect everybody as an individual, and, you know, don't sort of judge and have preconceived ideas about who or what they are based on specific sort of characteristics. You know, other leadership qualities, expectations of leadership have changed, right? So it's no longer directing tasks.
Yeah, it is. It's no longer just like overseeing things, right? It's, you know, like, and you're dolling out, you know, you do this and you do this. It's not necessarily that these days.
Yes, it's really about how you create an inspirational working environment, right? How you're able to articulate a vision or a higher purpose for the work that we're doing. You know, the difference between, well, I'm stacking bricks as opposed to building a cathedral. That kind of analogy is one that often comes into my mind. Our leaders are very optimistic, but in a realistic way, of course, optimistic, positive. I can see our leaders are uniformly very positive about, you know, what's ahead for the resort, and ultimately sort of very caring and attentive to the development, well-being needs of cast members.
Yeah, I mean, but that's so critical as the demographic shift, right? And as workforce changes and so forth. But I think, you know, that an expectation today is that, you know, for me, like as a leader, I think, well, gosh, I need to make sure my cast members feel set up for success. They have the tools they need to do the job, and they feel empowered. They feel empowered to just make a difference. Go do the thing. You know, like, I want to hear your ideas. You know, I want to hear from you. I want to be involved, as opposed to just being very passive and just like, well, I have to stand here for 8 hours and then I go stand there for 7 hours. You know, it's not that. It's more of a collaboration, I felt, at least with my team, you know, in Florida. And I did feel that in Hong Kong as well. You've been here 6 years now. What's been a big lesson you've learned over your time at Disney?
The power of teamwork. It just cannot be. I know it sounds so cliche, right? But when you think about it in terms of the scale of a theme park, that is teamwork at sort of another level. You really have to want to work together and win together as a team, because there are so many people that, you know, are involved in making a thing happen. We are very intimate connected that way. And that's one of the biggest sort of learnings, challenges for me as well, as I joined the company and understood this way of working and the culture and the expectation around the relationships and collaboration and learning to be patient with that. Because when you have it, and when you're in this rhythm, right, of this sort of giant team that works together seamlessly every day, what we can accomplish is extraordinary.
You know, and it reminded me, like, again, I visited Disney World first time in 83. Epcot had just opened. But I imagined that Hong Kong Disneyland was very much like Magic Kingdom, you know, or maybe just Disneyland, you know, when they first opened. Like, there was just a smaller cast base, but it was so, everyone was close. Everyone knew everything. You know, this person knows this person, you know, and even though it's, you know, thousands of cast members, they're still all very connected, because I think you have to be. You know, I think in an operation, you have to be that way. You mentioned earlier about a service celebration, you know, that's happening. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I think this is another aspect of our heritage that, you know, we really celebrate our cast members who have dedicated, you know, their time to the company. And, you know, in our company that we do have this culture where our cast members stay a very long time. You know, it's not unusual to meet somebody and learn that they've been with the company for 20 years, 30 years, et cetera, right? And so we're so delighted to be able to start that tradition in Hong Kong Disneyland from this year. And it feels very meaningful because, you know, it's after we've had such an amazing World of Frozen launch. It's our 18th, we're in our 18th year as a company here. So, you know, we're grown up and can throw our own parties. And we will be able to celebrate over 2,000 of our cast members who are eligible to join, as well as their guests. So this is a huge celebration of over, a huge party really of over 4,000 guests on the evening. But we will have, you know, very special experiences. Let's just call them party zones. I don't want to say too much because so many of our cast members are eligible and we want to retain the element of surprise.
That's awesome. That is so special. And I think it's those little things that I think that's why I've worked for Disney for so long is just the care in which, you know, the intentionality behind it, right? That we do things because they mean something and then they're important, you know, because that same kind of feeling that we want cast members to have is the same kind of feeling that we want our guests to have, right? That, you know, when they're coming to the park, if you can invest in your cast, they can in turn, you know, we'll take that energy and channel it to the guest experiences. I want to go back to something earlier. You mentioned about networking, and that's key when it comes to being, you know, in a company, in a major company, you know, not only in your previous relation, you know, working experience, but here building relationships at Disney and so forth. Has there, you know, I've worked with some great leaders over time. Has there been any leader that's given you additional insight, a favorite leader, you know, words of inspiration, something you carry with you in your career today?
Yes, yes. And I've been fortunate in that, like, almost every leader that I've worked with, as in directly or, you know, worked with as a business partner, right, in HR, has provided so much inspiration. And I've learned from everybody that I've worked with. Tammy Garcia, who is our head of HR for Disney Experiences, the kindness that Tammy brings to her leadership, you know, is an incredibly inspiring quality and encourages me to bring my full self to work here. Because they can be this sort of hesitation, like, do I really want to bring everything that I know and do from my professional expertise to my interest in well-being, which, you know, several years ago was, you know, maybe not such a hot topic as it is now. But through Tammy's leadership and how she really takes care of us as an HR community, that gave me a lot of confidence to bring it forward here. And now it's sort of almost the top expectation of cast members or candidates, you know, that we talk to as well in our recruitment. So it's not sort of anything that Tammy said specifically, although I suppose if I reflect a little more, I can probably find many, many things that she has said that helped me along the way. But really just sort of quality in her leadership.
Yeah, it's a feeling. Like, it's just it's a vibe. It's a feeling. It's a moment you can reflect on and go, wow, when I interact with that person, I feel this, right? And then you look at that and go, gosh, I want to take that and channel it to my team, you know, and be able to create a culture as such. And I think that's very powerful. That's very powerful things. So, you know, you talked about the service celebrations coming up. Is there anything else exciting that you're looking forward to? I know World of Frozen just opened, so that's still, we're still in the glow of World of Frozen, but is there other things on the horizon for you that you're working on?
So many exciting things for us, because we are in growth mode at Hong Kong Disneyland. Our business is absolutely booming at the moment. And then with this, as we, you know, replan our sort of long range plan and contribution to the company, is opening up a lot of opportunities to invest more in our cast experience here. So there are so many things that we are studying at the moment as we think about the next 10 years cast experience and changing sort of generational expectations or even changing consumer values around things like belonging and enrichment and purpose, at a more practical level as well, flexibility. You know, everybody wants sort of more time off and flexibility. How do you achieve this in the context of a frontline role that is subject to a shift schedule? And we don't know yet how we're going to solve this problem, but it is such a sort of interesting, fascinating thing to think about. And we must solve it, because this is the expectation. It's not just a nice to have, but this is the expectation of talent coming into the company or coming into the workforce. Well-being has become a much stronger concern, and all aspects of well-being as well, as we extend our understanding beyond physical well-being to consider then how social, you know, mental, emotional well-being also contributes to that sort of holistic feeling of vibrancy, not just being, you know, sick but vibrant.
If anything, in the past several years, you've seen that. I mean, you know, the pandemic has certainly put a different perspective on a lot of people and a lot of taking a moment in time and really understanding what does it mean to be a person in this world, and how can I feel complete, not only in my work environment, but in personal environment? Is there a merging between the two? Can I separate the two? Have that balance? How do I that, you know? I have like one more question for you. Well, I don't know if it's an easy one, but we'll see. If you could summarize your Disney experience in just one word, what would that word be?
Wow, just one word. I'm not a one word person. I mean, love is a word that comes often into my mind.
It's great. That one's not been used with any of the other folks I've spoken with around the world. You own love. So there we go. That is great. Thank you for taking a few moments to chat with me here.
Thank you so much for your kind words. And, you know, it's really a testament to all of our Hong Kong Disneyland leaders, the steering committee, the executive team, all of our leaders throughout the company and operations who just really like bring everything that they have every day to their work and how they inspire our cast members and develop them along the way.
If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you want to learn more about how to make Disney a part of your story, follow us at Disney Careers on all social platforms or visit DisneyCareers.com. Stay tuned for our next episode and keep dreaming and keep doing. This episode was brought to you by Ali Fisher, Jaron Kaufman, Laura Pilot, Nicole Bernstein, Holly Dudley, and John Hughes. Editing by Alexis Gonzalez Flores. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Design and graphics by Wei-Ling Zhang. A special thank you to the Hong Kong Disneyland teams.